Gail Hogan, who lives in Tallahassee, was one of about 150 people on the Capitol steps. She waved a sign that said Women for Romney.
I like everything about him. I like that he is a Christian man. I like that he is for businesses. He's for women. He's for our country. And there's everything about it.
A lineup of pro-Romney speakers kept the crowd energized for about an hour and a half. One of them was former Democratic Party Executive Director Barney Bishop, who founded the group Democrats for Romney. He said President Obama hasn't done enough to create jobs.
Floridians are beginning to understand that we need a president who's been in the private sector and has actually created jobs, because that's what we all know we need in order to get out of this terrible economic mess.
The crowd joined in singing patriotic songs between speeches, and it all led up to a campaign appearance by first-term U.S. Congressman Steve Sutherland. He's hoping to keep his seat by defeating former longtime Democratic state lawmaker Al Lawson.
I know if you want to get anything great accomplished, you got to have a team of women.
Sutherland said he couldn't have done anything great in his life without strong women like his wife and his mother.
I know the statistics are very difficult to swallow from the people that are here protesting today, but I know that I have 14 full-time staff members, 9 of them are women.
As he spoke, protesters organized by the Democratic Party of Florida stood behind him holding signs with slogans like, "Sutherland, too extreme for women." Ann Allen, who lives in Leon County, was one of them.
I'm very concerned as a woman, an older woman, and has just turned 60, that he is against, to me, so many women's issues. He voted against fair pay for women. Just what he represents is just, to me, against women's best interests.
The latest polls show Romney with a slight advantage over Barack Obama in Florida. Organizers asked people at the rally to make phone calls and knock on doors in the last couple of weeks before the election. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.